Hey, what's going on?
I'm a little shy right now. I'm kind of nervy. Kind of have the nervy shits. Do you guys get those?
Welcome to the Very Hot and Sexy podcast. I am your host, Stevie Robertson, Stephanie Robertson, whatever you would like to call me. I'm being quite honest, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Or how to even do this, but it seems right, so I'm gonna do it. I want to have a theme song, but I don't know how to do any of that. My theme song can be, I have to make one up. Twiddle-dee, twiddle-dum. That's it. I hope you enjoyed that little theme song. I wrote it myself and produced it myself. Now, I assume everyone listening to this probably knows who I am and knows everything about me because I'm a huge oversharer. But if you don't know me that well, or if you happen to just stumble upon me someday, here's my little introduction.
As I said, my name is Stevie Robertson. Stephanie Robertson, I guess, is my real name, but I go by Stevie on the daily. I'm 20 years old. I am a student in college, my junior year, and I'm studying psychology and death investigation. I am also unemployed and extremely poor, and a lot of the times I'm not mentally stable, hence the podcast. Now, I am quite a soft speaker, but I also am not. I can't really understand, but I do really love listening to myself talk. It just brings joy to me. I have a Finsta with 30 followers, and I just post videos of me talking about myself. And I get so much joy out of it. I was like, why don't I start a podcast? Nobody even has to listen to it. Like, my five friends will listen to it because I'll force them. And that'll be that. But I'm also very funny. Like, it's insane. I'm so funny. I can never get enough of it. I just love to giggle and laugh at myself. And so do other people. So maybe people will enjoy listening to this. You can listen to this while you're driving somewhere or cooking your breakfast or folding your laundry, and it's like you're not alone and you're just listening to me ramble about my life like you're my best friend. I decided to name the podcast Very Hot and Sexy because I'm very hot and sexy. That's kind of it on the explanation. It just came to me and I was like, sure, let's go with that. I had a few other names in mind. I was gonna do like plants and blowjobs. But that's kind of inappropriate. I was just gonna do Stevie Wonderful because that's like my Twitter name and my TikTok name because that's kind of cute. But Very Hot and Sexy seems fitting to me. So I'm just gonna stick with that for now and we'll see where it takes me. Okay, I'm just gonna give a couple warnings for people. I do swear a lot. Please don't critique me if I'm like, well, actually do critique me, but don't be mean if I like get something wrong, because sometimes I just start rambling and sometimes I make things up in my head that I think are true and they're really not, and I'll be like completely off about something. I also have a very deep hatred for Trump, and it tends to build up anger within me, and I will just let it go very quickly. It will just burst. So if you're a Trump supporter, this might not be the place for you because I will spontaneously just probably lose it if he pops in my brain. I think that's kind of it on the warnings for now. That's just kind of a little precursor of what you're getting yourself into here. Now, you're probably wondering, Stevie, what is this podcast for? Like, what are you going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. I want to have my friends on and we can like chat and mingle and just like be silly, and hopefully it's like entertaining to listen to. Maybe I will talk about like one thing that's been on my mind, or Maybe I'll talk about like good books or good TV shows or good movies or really whatever I feel like talking about that day. I don't really know where this is going, but it's something I've like wanted to do for a long time, and I really like editing and like uploading things. I've been doing that since I was little, just like making stupid videos with my friends or I don't know, just random stuff like that. So the podcast seems very fitting for me. Now that we have all of our introductions out of the way, my first topic I want to discuss is TikTok, because it has ruined my life but also made my life worth living through this pandemic. Now, when it first started, when people are like, download TikTok, it's the new Vine, I wasn't having it. I was repulsed by that claim people were making. It made me physically ill, that nothing could ever compare to Vine. And I still stand by that. But TikTok is just something else. It's its own thing. I can't even begin to describe my love for it. But me and TikTok, we have a little beef, because I spent my whole summer on TikTok. Whenever I was bored, I would hop on the talk, watch a 30-second video, giggle, and keep moving along my day. That ruined my attention span. I can't focus. School starts and I'm in a 50-minute lecture, can't focus. My brain just shuts off after about a minute and a half and like needs something else. It's horrible. It is not helping my school. And it's just evil to me. If you want to follow my TikTok, it's stevie.wonderful. I've been kind of on a TikTok craze lately. I've made probably 10 in the past few days. I go through little bursts of posting TikToks. I'll like get 1,000 ideas and like go through with them. And then I just won't make anything for 2 weeks. Another thing I want to talk about, I was talking about this with my roommates. The algorithm of TikTok is amazing. It knows what I want to see. It doesn't ever put like fucking Bryce Hall dancing shirtless on my For You page. Like, it knows not to do that. I do think the algorithm is perfect, though. I don't think anyone has ever done anything like that. It's insane. And I really appreciate it, because no other social media is like that. Instagram's algorithm sucks. I see the same 20 people who I really don't even care about, and I feel like I'm missing out on 400 other people that I'm following. Like, I really don't get it. Like, why can't every app just, like, read your mind? Also, it's scary. Like, that's kind of scary that they know exactly who I am, basically. But I have nothing to hide, so I'm just gonna let them do what they want. They can watch my TikToks and giggle at the TikTok headquarters or whatever. I've gotten myself into a scandal on Twitter recently, and I really wasn't expecting the lashing out of my friends at me, but the date was 10/26/2020. I read a tweet that said, "What is the worst vegetable? Let's argue." And I'm always ready to argue. So I quoted it and said, "Cooked carrots." Puking emojis. Now, I realized this was a mistake, because I just am getting so much backlash. I'll read some replies. "Take it back now, period." My friend Lily, who's a sweetie, said she wasn't being mean at all. She was just trying to force cooked carrots onto me. I'm just kidding. She said, "Wait, but have you ever had them cooked in butter and brown sugar? Because I'm telling you, that's the best and only way to eat cooked carrots." I responded to her nice tweet and said, "I would rather die." And then someone responded to our little conversation and sent a picture of the cooked carrots. I'm not gonna lie, they do look a little delish, but I responded to that with, "It's making my stomach turn." My roommate said, "This feels like a little bit of a personal attack," and I was expecting a response because she really loves cooked carrots, and I always tell her, "Ugh, I hate cooked carrots." And another person said, "You're absolutely out of pocket." Everyone always has the right to their own opinion, but in this case, everyone is wrong because cooked carrots are the worst vegetable. I love carrots uncooked, out of the ground, cold and hard, but when they're cooked, I can't even smell them. It will make me nauseous. The texture of it is disgusting. The taste is horrendous. I've never experienced such hate for a vegetable, which is kind of a lie because I have that same hate for mushrooms, beets, and radishes. Otherwise, I'm a pretty big vegetable girl. But cooked carrots, they're evil. And honestly, I would say mushrooms are worse, but I knew my cooked carrots to eat might stir the pot a little bit, and I needed some entertainment. So I went with it and posted it. And the response was, it was pretty ugly. So I don't think anyone's forgiven me for that yet. But I just ignore it and go about my day. So yeah, fuck cooked carrots 2020. So I decided to set mini goals for myself because I just feel better when I like complete something, even if it's super easy. So I've been trying to do like 30-day challenges. I've only done one. And I completed it without any mistakes, without anything. And that challenge was don't eat fast food for 30 days. Now most people are like, yeah, that's pretty easy. Like, whatever. Like, don't eat fast food for 30 days. And it was easy, but I'm just so used to eating it because I get drunk on the weekends and want to Uber Eats it. I'm traveling back home to my house at college, to my boyfriend's house. We went to Florida. Like, we just travel a lot, so we, like, stop on the road. And I feel like my fast food habits were just making me feel like shit. My body's not what it used to be. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to go 30 days and, like, cleanse myself from that. And it was really nice, actually, that I like didn't have to spend money on buying like cheap ass food, because it does add up after you do it 100 times, especially if you're Uber Eatsing it for like a $15 delivery fee, because I'm a dumbass. What was I saying? I completely forgot it. Whatever. It was nice not eating the food. And then our 30 days was up, and then I had to go up to Michigan with my dad to see my grandma, and obviously like we stopped for fast food and stuff then, and I was like 31 days clean of fast food, and I ate it like twice over the weekend, and oh my god, my body just didn't want it. I felt like shit. I was literally shitting like a maniac. I just like, my stomach was hurting. I had headaches. It was horrible. So my body is like anti-fast food now, and then I tried it again more recently, and the same thing happened, which I guess is kind of good, but also like kind of sad, but then super good, because I'm trying to like be more mindful of what I'm eating, and I want to eventually like go vegetarian or pescatarian or whatever, but I really didn't think my body would have that reaction. And this is TMI, but I always have issues with my bowels. Like, my body doesn't like dairy. It probably doesn't like 100 other things that I eat. And I just, everything just flows right through me. It's miserable, but I just love to eat. And the foods I eat and like make for myself, I'm just obsessed with them. It's my routine. I crave them. I just can't live without any of it. But it's very hard when I can only enjoy it for a little bit, and 20 minutes later, I am on the toilet for 20 minutes. I'll stop with the TMI, but I'm sure it's not going to get any better throughout this podcast because I overshare and I'm not really embarrassed by it. So if you're not into that, you might just want to mosey on out of here. Now, I need to make this clear. I really enjoy politics. I'm not the most educated person in the world, but I do keep up with it. And I'm working on educating myself better on a bunch of things because I know there's so much to it, but it's really big right now. And I kind of got into it, I guess, high school. I was always like a feminist and talked about that. And I've always just really liked standing up for what's right. And the way this country is now, everyone needs to be doing that. So I just need to ask everyone to vote. It's your duty as an American. It's important to vote, even if you don't think your vote matters. Thousands of people are saying that. And then when the thousands of people who are saying, oh, my vote doesn't matter, go and vote, those are thousands of votes. Every vote counts. It's important. And we need to get this orange fuckhead out of office. We need to settle for Biden because real women settle for Biden. And that's all I'm going to say. Like, just go vote. Make sure you're registered. You can vote early. Think you can still vote by mail? I don't really know. It's getting super close to the election night. That's also giving me the nervy shits because if this little chode wins, I'm not leaving my house ever again. I'm going to barricade myself into my room and stay here and cry. That's all I have to say on that. Please vote. Please, 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 please. Now I'm just going to keep talking about me because I do, in fact, love to do that. Today I went and bought a microphone and decided today's the day I'm going to record my first episode. And I'm just laying in my bed in my room in the middle of the day while I should be studying for a midterm, just chatting with myself and whoever's listening to me. I do really love my voice. Like, I genuinely love how it sounds. I don't know why, because no one's ever told me, like, I have a nice voice. I feel like people probably think I sound like a man. And I have a pretty quiet voice. I don't really like to shout or speak very loud. It's just not me. But I just love my voice, and I could just sit here and talk all day long. It's so fun for me. My birthday is January 13th. My favorite color is orange. I have a sweetie dog named Rocky. He is an Australian Shepherd mix. And I cry every time I go back to school because he stays with my parents. My parents are divorced. They got divorced when I was in like 8th grade, 9th grade-ish. And they literally live down the street from each other. So they switch off with my dog. It's kind of cute. It's still like they have me, their divorced child. But it's my dog instead. And they push them onto each other because he is rather annoying. And they claim they don't like him, but I do think they really love him. Something I like to say is nervy shits. I don't know why I like to say it. My friend Autumn and I, we made the term sensational hairs. And we always ask people if they get sensational hairs and if they like them. And a lot of the times they're confused. So I'm going to explain it to you guys right now. A sensational hair is when a hair, like a long hair from your head or whatever. It all started when I was at work in high school. And I was working with my favorite coworker ever, and we just kept saying, like, I have the nervy shits. Because we were, like, nervous about something. I don't really remember what it was. And we just thought it was so funny. And I always ask people about it. Like, do you get the nervy shits? And they're like, no. And they're, like, confused. But I thought everyone, when you get really anxious or you're nervous for a test or, like, hang out with a new boy or girl or whatever, like, you get the urge to shit. I get it all the time. And some people are like, that's weird. Like, that's not normal. But I feel like it's normal.
And only a few people have said they've gotten it.
Okay, I have another thing. So, me and my friend Autumn coined the term sensational hair. And let me explain that to you, because I feel like a lot of you will know what I'm talking about. A sensational hair is when, like, a long hair from your head or something somehow gets caught in your butt. Not your butthole, just, like, in your butt crack. And you discover it, and you can, like, tell it's there, and then you pull it out, and it kind of feels good.
That is a sensational hair, and me and Autumn are obsessed with them. We Snapchat each other every time we get one. We're like, just had a sensational hair, like, felt so good. And we always ask people about it. And girls are usually like, yeah, like, I know what that is, like, whatever. And most boys look at us like we are psychotic. Like, they've never gotten one before. And I think that's a lie, because even if you don't have long hair on your head, like, long hair could get caught up in your laundry or just on your clothes or, like, anywhere. Like, there's no way a long hair hasn't gotten stuck in your butt crack. So either you, like, don't clean it or know what's going on back there, or you're lying, because it's literally one of my favorite feelings in the world. Like, when I get a long hair, I get excited. I'm like, yes, it's finally time to pull this baby out. I have another story about long hairs, but this one's not as gross. It's just kind of weird. Every few months, I'll look in the mirror in the morning, and it looks like a piece of hair from my head is, like, stuck in my face, so I try and pull it out, and it's connected. It's, like, not in my eyebrow, but it's, like, right under it, right towards the middle. Like, where you, like, pluck hairs from that, like, don't fit in your eyebrow shape or whatever. And it's literally probably, like, 2 or 3 inches long. And I just pull it out. And I take pictures of it sometimes because I'm like, how does it get so long? And I looked it up one day. And I guess sometimes, I'm sure there's a name for it, but, like, a long hair will just, like, grow out of you overnight. And you'll wake up with it. It's very bizarre, but yeah, that's something I get. It's always the same spot, and I get it a few times a year. So I think that's pretty fun and unique about me. If you get...
All right. So my goal for this episode was about 25, 30-ish minutes, at least for my first one, because I don't really know what to talk about yet. My ideas aren't flowing yet. And if it's shorter, maybe a few more people will listen just to, like, get the gist of what I'm doing. If you ever hear anything annoying in the background, just, like, background noise, I know that always bothers me if I'm listening to something. I'm very sorry. I live in a city around a bunch of college students, and I have 3 other roommates in this house. So just bear with me while I figure everything out. I'm sure one day my audio will improve and I'll get a little better at this. Just hang in there with me. I really appreciate you for listening. And I hope you have an amazing day or night or morning or whatever you're doing. Bye!